What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
The program, ladies and gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy out today. So it is Dan Day and Marquito Tito holding things down. Marquito Tito from Puerto Rico. Dan, have you heard the Bad Bunny album?
Come on, man.
Come on, baby.
I lost count how many times I've listened to it. I've played it. An instant classic. And if you're not into Bad Bunny, or if you're not into reggaeton, or if you even know the Spanish language, still listen to the album. You will love it.
That is right. What's funny is, I'm not sure if you heard, he had a residency thing he's doing in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, I know about that.
So the opportunity to get tickets, you had to, like, register, and then they'll send you, maybe if you want, we'll give you these days, whatever the case may be. I have a family member, my Puerto Rican family, that all live in Orlando.
Oh.
They wanted to go to Puerto Rico to watch the concert together and celebrate a family member's bachelor and bachelorette party, kind of like a two-in-one kind of vibe. So they had all of my cousins go ahead and sign up.
Join the lottery.
Exactly, to see if potentially we can get this done. The only cousin that had an opportunity to win was my brother, who has four kids of his own and a wife, and you can only get six tickets. So he purchased all six tickets for his family and is now the only person going. That is, no one else won, dude. No one else won.
It's an interesting residency. So it's 2 months.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Only Puerto Rican residents.
Right. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, for May and June. Yeah. But May, you have to be a Puerto Rican resident to get tickets. They're not, and then the month of June, it's open to the whole world.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're kind of limited if you're not a Puerto Rican resident.
Correct. And then, you know, he even asked you, like, what's my most recent album when you went to register? So, like, you can't be a fake fan.
Even asked questions?
Yeah, like, they didn't go through, like, a quiz. They just were like, well, what's the name of the album then? Since you want to see you should know the album, the most recent album. But long story short, They're making it pretty difficult, but I understand why he's doing it. I appreciate why he's doing it, and God bless him. I've seen him three times if I get a chance to see
Marcos
him.
Marcos, with all the shows that he's doing, the residency, 2 months, every single weekend, 3 days, you know, on the weekend, tickets are probably cheap, right?
They actually are. They're actually quite affordable. Which is surprising. You know, a lot of times the tickets like this, you know, sometimes you get them on the third party in which, you know, they're reselling and stuff like that. But he's actually making them pretty affordable. My brother bought tickets for, I think, $80 each.
No, that's not bad. Oh, no, when he was at the Kaseya Center last time.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, sitting at the very top was almost $200.
No, for sure. And then, you know, you get it on the resale, you're spending $1,000. No, none of that over here. $250 is the most expensive ticket, and it gets you right front row.
Oh, man. He's doing it for Puerto Rico.
He's doing it for Puerto Rico. And everyone hates me because I don't speak Spanish well enough. I would say well enough. To a person who doesn't speak Spanish, I speak Spanish. To a person who speaks Spanish, they're kind of like, sir, I know, and you,
different crowds.
But nonetheless, enough of a Bad Bunny. Let's go ahead and get to the Bad Buffalo Bills, as they were able to defeat Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens yesterday in some NFL playoff action. We also saw the Eagles get past the Rams. The Detroit Lions, unfortunately, weren't able to get past the Commanders. Upsetting, for sure, upsetting. But the Kansas City Chiefs easily marched their way past the Texans with the help of the refs. But now they would have won anyway.
Yeah.
So, Dan, of all the games we saw this weekend, is there any outstanding favorite in your eyes to advance to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I've been saying it all along, before the playoffs even started. I think it's going to be the Eagles and the Chiefs, for the simple fact that the Eagles got Saquon Barkley in that run game. Now, I know Jalen Hurts is a little quote-unquote hurt, but I just feel as though, and, you know, I got to give credit to former Dolphins defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. He's got that defense playing great. Kansas City, they just know how to win. It's just one of those things. And they have everybody fooled. The narrative they tell you is so cool because people believe it. It's supposed to be Patrick Holmes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. They're just so smart and so much better than everybody. The real thing about Kansas City is they're a really good defense.
Chris Jones.
That's where they get you.
Guy,
and then they fill in the gaps and they stay close in the game. They fill in the gaps with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Andy Reid, and it's a formula that works. Great defense and great players making great plays when they need to. Yeah, Kansas City, Eagles, I got those two. The Bills, I like what they're doing, but I just, you know, until Josh Allen can beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason, you got to ride with that.
Yeah, and you give no faith to the Commanders, is what you're saying. Because I think you mentioned earlier, which you brought up a good point, that they're not going to sneak up on the Eagles like they sneak up on everybody else.
Yeah, they've snuck up. I mean, and you could say, how can you sneak up when you have double-digit wins? Eh, you still think Jaden Daniels is a rookie, and this team hasn't been bad for so long.
Yeah.
But now the Eagles, number one, it's the NFC Championship game. But number two, they're very familiar with them. So they're not going to be taken very lightly, and they're going to be familiar with them. I don't know, but maybe Jaden Daniels has that magic.
Huh.
Maybe. We'll see.
Thus far, he has, but it has been quite some time since a rookie has made it to the actual Super Bowl. Dan, do you remember the last time a rookie, I'm going to say made it to the Super Bowl. I won't ask you one.
Made it to
the Super Bowl.
Whew. I want to say Dan Marino was the second year that he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The rookie that made it to the Super Bowl, phew, you got me on that one.
Well, I don't either, Dan. No, okay. So, apparently, there's only been 5 rookies to reach the championship game. That is Sean King from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, wow. Tulane guy.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. That was 2004. That was probably the most recent one, if I'm not mistaken. There's no way he was a rookie. Flacco?
Joe
in 2008?
Flacco? To make it to a championship game?
Let's see.
NFC championship? Or, yeah, AFC championship game?
Yeah, you know what? That, I guess so. I just didn't realize that he was a rookie in that. You know, now I'm doubting everything that I'm seeing now. Don't listen to Hey, guys. You know what? Spoiler alert. Don't listen to your boy. Mark Sanchez, though. New York Jets in 2009. And then Brock Purdy, 2022. Damn, we're like, how long ago was that? We can't remember. When was the last time that happened?
None of those guys got into a Super Bowl, though, did they?
Purdy, did Purdy make it?
No, he got hurt, remember? Oh, he was the third string quarterback. That's he got hurt. Right. And then the guy behind him got hurt. And then they went to like their sixth string quarterback and lost to the Eagles, actually, in that game.
Okay, so then only five rookie QBs have made a conference championship game, right. not the Super Bowl championship game.
That's a lot, man.
Jeez. Get your facts straight, Dan.
I'm sorry, man.
Before you start to present an idea on this
apologize.
Show.
I apologize.
You know, we're really about our facts over here. That's what we really do. No rookie quarterback has ever started a Super Bowl, let alone won. That is a tweet yesterday.
That would be a tough one. Man, if Jaden Daniels could do it, I'd be happy for him, man, because, you know, I got love for the LSU guy, and I like that the story of the Washington Commanders, how they were a total just clown show. Absolutely terrible. Sure. You get the right quarterback, and lo and behold, you're a Super Bowl contender.
And did they kind of like gut out the ownership group as
Yeah, they did. Isn't they like cleaned Magic up a little, Johnson. Cleaned a little house. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's interesting though? They got to get rid of that Sean Taylor.
Oh yeah.
Stupid silhouette thing. We need a better statue, dude. I know a statue guy. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Is he in Chicago?
Don't worry. It's a different one than the one with Dwayne Wade.
Although that, you know what? What's so crazy about that Dwayne Wade, with all the people that have gone crazy about it, I see more pictures on social media of people taking pictures with it. So maybe in its awkwardness, it has become famous. You know, if it was just 100%. A normal statue where you're like, oh, it's Dwayne Wade, you might be like, oh, but now like it's like, oh, we got to go see it, what it looks like in person, because it's now it's kind of, I guess, maybe not grown on us, but it's grown into something more than just a statue.
It's gained notoriety. It's notorious.
Yeah.
It's notorious now.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. It's all good publicity.
I mean, but you know how people are, cynics. Like, it's the bad stories that travel. It's not necessarily, like, the good one. Everyone's like, look at this super good statue that someone made. And they're like, whatever, dude. Do you see that one of Ronaldo where he looks ridiculous?
Yeah,
like, you know, that's the world we live in.
I walk by beautiful statues a lot of the time and, okay, well, no, whatever, nice. But you see something awkward or weird, you're like, oh, look at this. I want to see that. It sticks out in your mind.
You ever walk by one of those people who are pretending to be statues?
Yeah, freaks me out. That freaks me out. Like New York City?
Yeah, like they spray paint themselves. Who do you think would win in a battle, them or mimes? Who's like more devoted to their craft? Mimes or the people who dress up?
I think you're talking about a fist fight.
No one's fighting. We're having a mime off, Dan.
I would go mimes just because there's so much more element to their game. They have to move. They have to have invisible walls. If you can just really stand still, although that's a great skill, you're really just kind of mastering that one skill. You're maybe staying in your lane while mimes seem to be kind of all over the place if they can master their craft.
And you know, mime school, I believe, exists. I feel like that's thing that exists.
I think there's like a big time like international mime school, like I might be in France or something, that like it's not easy to get in. And
yeah,
you know,
where's the job opportunities in that? What are we doing? Like
you have $10,000 worth of mime debt. Now go out in the streets and try to earn it back.
That's as much as you'd make in an entire career of being a mime. I
never know.
That is very strange. That is very strange indeed. Don't know how we got down that rabbit hole. That's the kind of things you're going to find here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, especially when the gang is out. Now, I pose a question to you, to those who may be listening or watching on YouTube. If you feel a hankering for getting the takeout, I have a question I'm posing to you. Dan, after watching these four teams advance, we now have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, and who am I missing here?
Jalen Hurts.
Of these four quarterbacks who are now essentially, you know, the final four left, how do you think Tua compares to these QBs? If you want to go ahead and send us in your takes, you can comment on our live stream on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 QAM. If you want to call us, it's 305-567-0560.
Yeah.
305-567-0560. You can call us. Get your takes in. Want to talk Miami Dolphins, or you want to give a take about any of these four quarterbacks that have now advanced conference championships. How do you think Tua compares to these quarterbacks?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We've talked some Miami Heat in the last hour. We talked some playoff football. And before we took it to break, I posed a question based off of the last four quarterbacks that are in the NFL playoffs at the moment. How do you think Tua compares to these QBs? The phone lines just melted, just completely went off the charts. And we're going to go ahead and head over to the phone lines right now. We have Hunter in Orlando. Hunter.
Hello, how's it going?
Excellent, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, in your opinion, how does Tua measure up to these quarterbacks that are left? Do you think he's the answer still?
Oh, man, I've been a Tua supporter since day one, but after this season, going down week two, watching Jaden Daniels, man, I'm out on Tua. I mean, you look at these final four quarterbacks, they all have, like, one thing in common, and they can extend plays, and, you know, they can run the ball. Josh Allen yesterday had 122 passing yards, but he was able to, you know, just win the game by running the touch push. Like, we can't even get Tua to do that. We can't get a second and one, third and one. All these guys now, you know, they could just dive or, you know, do a read option to get that first down. And I don't know. I don't see it anymore with Tua. Sad to say.
Hunter, you sound very sad. I'm not going to lie to you, Hunter. You're making excellent points. I'm not going to lie to you. You are making excellent points, and I appreciate you calling, Hunter. It really is unfortunate to look at other quarterbacks such as Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, even the ones that got eliminated, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud. And I was a guy last offseason that preached mobility and how mobile I wanted my quarterback to be. But it wasn't necessarily that I wanted Tua to turn into Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud or any of these people that are left. I wanted him to be able to extend plays. Unfortunately, that resulted in what we saw this year in regards to him being out with a hip injury at the end and the concussion earlier on. So it just doesn't seem like it's something that this quarterback is capable of doing. Whether or not he is still remains to be seen, but kind of just seems like it ain't going to happen with this guy in regards to the whole mobility thing, which is why I had said, hey, fine, let's not pay him until, you know, the end of the season. If he's able to make it through the whole season, you know what? We're going to have to make him the highest paid quarterback in football if he makes it through the entire season. If he doesn't, then we have some wiggle room. Had we gone that route, then of course we'd be looking at, well, you missed this amount of games. He'd probably be somewhere around where he is right now anyway, if we decided we wanted to re-sign him.
The good question is, if we made him play out this last year, would he have played it safer like he did the previous year?
Correct.
And not try to get hurt and try to stay in the pocket and throw passes. That's the interesting part. Is it like, oh, now you have a laissez-faire attitude because you've already gotten paid? Or is it because that's really the way you play? It'd be interesting to see how he would have played. We'll never know, but how he would have played this season if he wouldn't have gotten that contract extension.
That is so true. You know, the munyan comes in. You play a little bit different. Sometimes you play a little bit differently when you're expecting it to come in and it hasn't. But once you've already gotten it, maybe you're a little bit more careless.
Right. Like, you know, if I'm applying for this job, and you know, I'm going to probably go to bed early, get my affairs straight, come in early, drink some coffee, get focused, kind of go through everything in my mind. If I already got the job and I'm kind of used to it, I might go out, party, sleep in a little bit, roll in a little bit later than usual, not be as prepared, but I'm getting paid anyway. So, you know, not going to live my life too. So I think maybe you might have seen a different Tua this year and maybe a better Tua this year if you didn't pay him in the extend him in the offseason.
And if he does remain on the field, you know, overall, that's a win for all parties involved. You know, it's less Skylar Thompson games, and that's always...
I do want to ask you this, Marcos, and you bring up a good point. We appreciate Hunter and Orlando calling in. Let's do the game. Let's see. Who would you rather have as your quarterback? Now, first of all, let's go Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick Mahomes versus the world. I mean,
For sure.
I'll take Patrick Mahomes over anybody.
Damn, he's good.
Yeah. So now you go to, let's see, Josh Allen.
I'd take Josh Allen over Tua for sure. I think everyone would. Well,
look at the record against Tua. Look at the record against the Dolphins. Probably going to be MVP this year.
For sure.
So you got to go Josh Allen.
And there's a thing. This is something that, like, okay, all great quarterbacks have a thing. You know, the thing that Josh Allen has is mobility and a rocket arm. The thing that Patrick Mahomes has is the innate ability to win, improvise, and just be good at everything. You know, let's just be honest in that sense. He also has a rocket arm, which is one of the criticisms of our quarterback as well. So we got those two. Let's go to the third option now.
Jaden Daniels.
It's interesting that you rate him the third option.
Oh,
but
I definitely do.
I can completely understand why. His thing is mobility, and again, the ability to find a way to win. That's something that he's done in his professional career. Not even talking about what he's handled at LSU and prior to that, but
Arizona
in his
stage.
His professional career has had, you know, three or four come from behind victories, and he's doing things that rookies haven't even. Even C.J. Stroud, during his rookie season, everybody was amazed that he was able to carry the Texans to the playoffs. Now, you know, you look at Jaden Daniels, not only is he able to make the playoffs, he's able to win on the road, you know, games that he's not supposed to, excel in the biggest moments, and just have that consistency in which I feel comfortable as a Commanders fan when Jaden Daniels has a ball and it's late. I, as a Dolphin fan, have not reached the point of 100% comfort when Tua has the ball and my team needs a play, needs a drive, needs a win. I've seen too many take a sack, fumble the snap, throw a screen. So I would say in that sense, I guess as of right now, if I have a one season sample, I'm taking Jaden Daniels.
Right, and I agree with you right there. The sample size is what makes this kind of a tricky wicket. You know, Jaden Daniels, he's had a great year. He is a rookie. He hasn't played that many games though. Tua has a larger sample size, but the thing about this is it's a smaller sample size, but he has two playoff wins, which is two more than Tua Tagovailoa has.
Wow.
And he's leading a team that was not supposed to be all that great
sure,
this year
yeah.
to being one of the best teams in the league.
You put that roster next to our roster, you won't tell me that this team is two playoff victories better than the Miami Dolphins.
Going into hostile Detroit and winning, too.
Come on. That's something I haven't seen from our boy. I've seen our boy flop on primetime in more ways than one, unfortunately. Which brings us to the final quarterback.
This one's interesting.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Now, I see their playability as comparable. Obviously, so did Alabama. And so did, you know, anyone who saw these two quarterbacks as they entered the draft. Since then, though, Jalen Hurts has a Super Bowl appearance. He's on his way to another NFC championship. And I say this all the time. The best ability is availability. Jalen Hurts has his issues with injuries as well. But he hasn't, died on the field twice. So there's that. In addition to that, mobility. Jalen Hurts is the more mobile of the two quarterbacks. I would say Tua is the more accurate of the two. But again, it's just such a close, you know, measurement between the accuracy and arm strength that I think the thing that separates them is Jalen Hurts' mobility. And, I mean, he can get a yard, dude. The whole tush push kind of works because he has a technique of getting 1 yard. And unfortunately, I can't trust Tua to do the same.
This is one of the four where I am going to go with Tua Tagovailoa simply because of ability, not so much availability. But I just feel as though you switch Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa and you're in a better situation with Tua because of the opposite. He can pass. He can complete passes. There's times where it seems like A.J. Brown is a nobody, a no-show. And it's not because A.J. Brown's not good. It's because Jalen Hurts is having problems getting the ball out. So I think, and if you ask Philadelphia Eagles fans, and I don't ask them because I don't want to speak to them because of obvious reasons, but I think in their heart of hearts, if they could either have Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa, I think overall ability goes to Tua Tagovailoa. I'm happier with Tua than Jalen Hurts. I would not make a one-for-one trade with Philadelphia, Tua and Jalen Hurts. I don't know. You might feel different, and that's okay. I understand that, but I do like the running ability of Jalen Hurts, and he seems to be a winner, but he's got a lot of really good pieces around him.
That's the thing. You know, I will, and Waddle Baby Waddle brought this up in the chat. I love how we can just seriously quote that name without even like, yeah, you know, Waddle Baby Waddle brought this up. But anyway, he says in the chat, Hurts has the best O-line and the best running back in the league.
Yeah, that running back helps a lot.
That is a very valid point.
And the number one defense in the league, too.
That is a very valid point. And he's kind of been blessed in that situation since entering the league. But I will say the greatest show on surf was last year, right? And the defense wasn't horrible with Vic Fangio. Of course, you know, it could have been better. But,
top 10.
You know, you have a comparable quarterback, you have a comparable roster, and you have the same defensive coordinator. You know, one team has made it to the NFC Championship, and the other team is going on year 25 of playoff drought. So it's rough. You know, I don't know. Again, I say all this with, like, the notion that I do like Tua. I actually do. I really do. I'm not as, like, scared as everyone is whenever he takes off to run, because I like that competitive nature of him. And I do think that he's a good quarterback. And you know what? I do think he is good enough to win a Super Bowl. But it with that being said, it's going to take a lot of other things in order for that to happen. What that may be, we'll look ahead to. Later on in the show, we got some mock draft coverage. We're going to be discussing who the Dolphins should pick up, how the order has been affected now that these teams have been eliminated, and what may be available in regards to moves Miami can make to become competitive again.
This guy's a ball!
Time now to get to our game balls and game bums. Dan, it was an eventful weekend. Plenty of opportunities to choose, but I think I was able to narrow it down. Once and for all. Let's start with the positive. You know, we'll start with the game balls, shall we? I'd like to give an easy one. This is low-hanging fruit for sure. So I'd like to start with some football. I'm going to give two game balls, one to Saquon Barkley, the other one to Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw any sort of football this weekend, those are easy, of course. You know, anyone with eyes would give those two game balls. Dan, do you have any? Do you have any that you want to give out?
Talking about game balls?
Yeah, game balls.
Absolutely, man. You got to give it to the big man who showed up big, outplayed Victor Wembanyama yesterday.
Yeah.
Khalil Ware. Oh,
that's right.
Ballin'.
That is right. That is right. Easy, dude. Easy to see. An amazing game from him yesterday.
And also, I want to give Breonna Stewart a little bit of game balls right now.
Breonna Stewart.
Her 3-on-3 women's league began this past weekend in Miami.
That's right. What is the name of
Undefeated?
Undisputed, potentially. Unimaginable that we wouldn't know the name, but it is still something that we respect and appreciate.
It's unrivaled. That's unrivaled.
Right.
So it's in warehouse, a big warehouse, down studio here in Miami. Our own guy from 102.7 The Beach, Kenny Walker, is not just the Dolphins PA guy.
Yeah.
He is now the PA for that league.
All right.
Unrivaled. So give some love. Of course, you know, Breonna Stewart started the league because of the whole incidents overseas. Some of the WNBA players have been getting in trouble and getting, you know, some issues internationally. And she said, just stay home. We'll get you paid. She's got to deal with TNT. You can watch some of the games. Looked like it was pretty fun from what I saw. I was working most of the weekend, so I didn't get to see it all. So I want to give her a game ball for trying to help out her fellow basketball players.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully it leads to a bigger opportunity. If I'm not mistaken, their salary is equal to the one that they get in the WNBA.
Whoa.
But it's, you know, much less work. And
travel, yeah.
You know, it really is a good thing that these female athletes are finding ways to get that bag, because they deserve it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give one more game ball, though, before we move on to our game bums, if that's okay. I think this guy has been the unsung hero from beyond anyone's line of sight. He doesn't get that much credit. Usually a lot of the credit goes to Spo, goes to maybe even Andy Ellisberg, Pat Riley, Adam Simon. Adam Simon is going to get a game ball from me because this man has not missed since Precious Achiuwa. And I wouldn't even say that was a miss. I would say that just, you know, wasn't someone that fit our needs at the moment and didn't necessarily develop at a rate that we could be patient enough for. But if you look at his track record as of recent, he seems to be on a streak that is currently setting the Miami Heat up for having one of the best young cores in basketball. And that couldn't have happened without the genius that is Adam Simon. So he gets a game ball from me as well. Dan, now it's the unfortunate time in which we have to give out some game bums.
Bum.
Now, another plethora of things to pick from. And this is going to suck because I understand mistakes happen. But my first game bum has to go to Ravens tight end Mark Andrews.
Bum.
Mark Andrews, unfortunately.
Tough day at the office.
Tough season, if I'm being honest.
No, he hadn't fumbled since 2019. But last night was different.
Not necessarily because of the fumbles. And, you know, I'm sure as the season progressed, he began to pick things up to what we would expect from him. But he started that season, if you remember, Isaiah Likely, the backup tight end.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, honestly. That first game where he was like slightly out of bounds.
Bigfoot, yeah.
You know, that's what started the season off and kind of was the writing on the wall in regards to Isaiah Likely having, you know, a breakout season when anyone was expecting Mark Andrews. But unfortunately, yesterday, the biggest moment everyone will be focusing on is the drop on the 2-point conversion that would have tied things late with about 90 seconds left in the game for the Baltimore Ravens. 2-point conversion, he goes out, ball's in his hands, unfortunately, slips through. Things happen. It's very cold. Easier said than done, you know, big moment. But that won't save you from getting a game bum from your boy.
Bum.
Now, after the game, you know, of course, this was something that was going to be a point that was brought up to multiple people within the locker room. John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens, made it a point to tell reporters that there's nobody that has more heart, cares more, and fights more than Mark. We wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. You know, backing his tight end, saying that Mark will handle it fantastically like he always does because he's a high character person, he's a tough person, and he's a good person. And then Lamar Jackson, of course, the person throwing that ball and who's probably going to receive a majority of the scrutiny for yesterday's loss, even open up in support and says that he's just as hurt as Mark and he's not going to put that on him. And it just kind of seems like the team is rallying around the veteran tight end, even though he couldn't secure the catch and potentially costing them their opportunity there. Dan, do you have any game bums that you would like to hand out?
Yeah, this one hurts me a little bit for a lot of reasons. I hate to be negative and stuff, but, you know, you do have to be negative at certain points. And another reason this one hurts me is I actually attended this university for a while, and I really, really, really enjoyed my time there. And it, to me, class university, a top 10 public school in the United States, known for its great academics, for its great education, for the way it really treats their student body and how they hold themselves in high esteem and very well in the community. But I have to give my bum to the University of Wisconsin.
Bum.
Yeah, Dan.
Freshman cornerback Xavier Lucas.
Yeah.
Wants to go into the transfer portal. They said, nah.
Which is like, what?
They said, no, you have a 2-year binding NIL deal. The only problem is you can't have an NIL deal with a university.
Ooh, only with the sponsorship.
Only with the sponsorships and the boosters.
Yeah. So, wait, so you can take like an NIL deal to another school potentially then if that's the case.
Theoretically, whatever the contract says.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
Xavier Lucas, Pompano Beach's own,
yeah,
goes up to Wisconsin, signs some type of two-year deal, not with the university because that's not legal right now, decides after a year he wants to come home and play for the University of Miami. Can I go to the transfer portal? No. You know what? I'm transferring anyway. NCAA comes out and says, you know what? Go ahead. Wisconsin is now going to try to sue a 19-year-old kid over a huge public university, a top 10 academic university in the United States, is suing, or at least attempting to sue a 19-year-old kid over a contract that they don't even have. That's bum material right
there.
That
is bum material for sure.
And we need him on the defense for Miami.
If possible, if we can speed this lawsuit up, that would be the best. I got one more game bum that I want to give out. This was one of the headlines leading into the Rams versus Eagles. Jared Verse was... a rookie defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams, mm-hmm, and was quoted before the game. This was quite some time ago, but definitely they made it known. They even posted it on the scoreboard at a certain point. His comments about Eagles fans, saying that he hated them and that anytime he saw the green and white, it just bothered him because Eagles fans were annoying. Obviously, Eagles fans, not necessarily the most calm people, as a nice way of putting it. Sure that they were all level-headed, of course, as they read these comments.
Well-received, I'm sure.
Definitely made it known that he was not a fan favorite, to say the least. And what makes things worse is breakout touchdown from Saquon Barkley. As he's running 60, 70 yards down the field, who is chasing him on the Jumbotron? None other than defensive line, which is excellent hustle on his part to be even just down there and even close to catching him. But Jared Verse, right there, right in the camera's angle to watch Saquon Barkley march into the end zone. And I'm sure every Philly fan who saw that was pointing at number 8. As he just narrowly missed out on stopping Saquon.
He touched him right as he got into the end zone. When he got to the goal line, he pushed him.
You know, did get 2 sacks, though. Pretty good game.
Pretty good day in the office, actually.
Pretty good game. But, definitely not a good look when you call out a fan base. You call out, and then you have to play them on the road in the playoffs. Doesn't matter how good of a game. If you come out with a loss, unfortunately, you're also going home with a game bum.
Ooh.
Bum.